VIP access on OFM.
Tuned into OFM, the sound of your life. This is VIP access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. As always, as per tradition, when I have a conversation, I always have a conversation with superstars that you follow on a daily basis. And in this case, I speak to Nick Preen from the World of Birds. You know, that name itself just makes me think of one of my favorite channels, National Geographic. It puts a smile on my face. Nick, how are you?
How's it? Good. I like that. It makes you think of that. That's a great channel.
I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite channels. I don't know about you.
No, definitely. Me too. I mean, I named the band the World of Birds. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's all the birds in the band and they're all chirpy and they always get the fattest worm.
Yeah, exactly. So I wish that was us, but yeah.
So how was your day, Nick?
It's good. I played some tennis this morning and I won. So very good day, yeah.
You know, if I had horns and applause, I would just throw them at you right now.
Yeah. It's a great day and I get to talk to you now.
Talk to you
about music, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's true. So the World of Birds are working on something magical, getting into the nitty gritties of this magical project, the EP to be specific. It's coming out soon, if I'm not mistaken. Can you tell us more about that project and, you know, the work that was put in and everyone that was involved in this project? And what's the name of this EP?
Sure thing, yeah. So the name is called Before the Sun Comes Up. It was written by myself and my bandmates. My bandmates are Benjamin McCarthy and Connor McCarthy. They are the producers, brothers. And then we had a female vocalist by the name of Red Robin. She also goes by Ashley. She joined us earlier this year and kind of joined the band after a successful single we did with her last year. And the single is actually called 2020, which is ironic, which is this year. And so she moved to Cape Town to come be a part of the band, and then as soon as she moved down, we went straight into lockdown and kind of couldn't leave the house, but we were all living together as well, and it kind of, this is what the EP is all about. It was literally just us writing Before the Sun Comes Up, day in and day out. So we couldn't really do anything else. We're a performing band, we love to tour, and we got stuck inside, so the only thing we could do was write music, and that's what this EP is a product of. So Ashley was here with us in Cape Town, wrote the EP, and then when she was able to go back home to Durban, where she's from, she went back home and she's been in Durban now. And the EP has just kind of become a collaboration between the World of Birds and Red Robin. And yeah, so you'll hear a female vocalist, you'll hear myself, I'm the lead vocalist, and we have all the other instruments that the McCarthy boys play. It's a mixed bag of birds, really.
I like how you put it, a mixed bag of birds. And then now there's this one magical song also that you have in that project, Yellow Brick Road. It just makes me think of Alice in Wonderland. So now I'm actually asking myself, is the story the same or is the story different? What's the message that you're actually trying to pull out on this amazing song? I listened to it, and at the same time, when I was listening to it, I was like, wow, this song is taking me back to like my childhood days. The way the melody is playing, I can sing along to it and just jam. But what was your message behind the song Yellow Brick Road?
I love that. That's where that it takes you. That's great. That's pretty much exactly what it is meant to. It was meant to, we wanted to create this like beautiful world and like walk down the yellow brick road and just kind of a positive song where it was, obviously this year has been very grim and we just wanted to have a song that was kind of happy. It was like the last song we recorded. The piano was very like, there were happy chords Ben was playing. I started singing, kind of rap singing, which is also new for me, and then Ashley's vocal is just so beautiful in the chorus and how it like kind of bends down the yellow brick road. And I don't know, the song's got a lot of different metaphors within it. It's not one specific message, but I think if you group it all together, it's just good times, positive, think positive, more like. And I hope it brings a smile to people's faces and is just one of those kind of dance songs.
Yeah, and when you guys were finished with it, you tapped your sneakers 3 times and you were happy and you had to rest.
There we go. Exactly, yeah.
Now, but there's one thing that's also, you know, mind-boggling for me right now. The name of the band, The World of Birds. How did that name actually come about, though?
So, there's actually a bird sanctuary in Cape Town called The World of Birds that I grew up next to. But then, and I love that sanctuary, but then my surname is Nick Preen, and Preen means to when a bird preens itself, mm-hmm. it's preening. So we were just trying to be clever and thought, initially the band started as my solo project, and then I got the other guys to join. And it was Nick Preen and the World of Birds. We thought that was a cool name for like the backup band. And eventually the backup band became the lead band, and we all are now the World of Birds.
The rest is history.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, if your fans want to follow the band, how can they follow you on social media? Who should they be looking for?
Best place to go follow us would be just go hit up our Instagram. It's at the World of Birds, without an S on the end. There's a the World of Birds account somewhere. Some bird, some old lady has got the Instagram account for the World of Birds. But so the World of Bird, no S. You'll find us on Instagram, and that'll link you to all our music. You can stream it anywhere.
Nick, thank you very much for having a chat with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me chat about my music. It's great.
Pleasure.
I appreciate it a lot.
The pleasure is all mine. Have yourself an awesome one. Cheers.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
And that was Nick Preed himself right there, band member of the World of Birds. Right here on OFM, the sound of your life. You are still tuned into VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.